This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Time finds a way to get us back to the start again. To get us back to the start again. To get us back to the start. Back where it all began, to bring us back where it all began, to bring us back where it all began. Life is
program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is, that is for sure, as we are hanging out. Anyways, today is Friday, March the 7th of 2025, day 66 of the year, and only 299 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yep, sounds like the moniker to Radio Big, that is for sure. Hopefully everything has been good and grand over the last 24 hours for you, because, you know, it's important. If it wasn't important, I wouldn't mention it, seriously. So, a lot of stuff going on inside of this small multiverse of ours. If you are new here, well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming out to hang out. If you've been here, you know, previously, you kind of know how this rigmarole goes. But let's talk to those who do not know. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how it goes for the most part. But today is Friday. So what does that mean? It is Freeform Friday. That we are going just to do whatever, meaning that we have to pick up all the stuff that we did not do the rest of the week that we had to give to you. And I still have some stories that are buried elsewhere, so I'll talk about some of that stuff. And then the cool part is that you get to interact with the show, if you want to do it in that fashion, where you can come in and, you know, either text, video, or audio message us, and then we'll kind of get, I'll go through it and see what's going on, and then kind of go take it from there. We used to pop people in live. Well, that became a small cluster sometimes, because on how the info is received. Seriously, that's how it was. So Freeform Friday, everything's just a free-for-all. That's just really what it how it goes. So, yeah, that's it. That's what we're doing. So our radio show on Safety FM and Radio Big. Then we're on a live podcast at the same time, too. So if you're on a Podcatcher 2.0, it is coming in real time as it's going through the process here. And then we do the video stuff. Everywhere, even though people keep on telling me I need to get on Kick, which I'm not even sure what the hell that is. But that's it. So why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, NASA squeezes the last juice out of the Voyager probes. Also, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's lawyers face off over text messages and an update on Justin Bieber's former assistants. We'll talk more about that as we get into the showbiz stuff. And then Lester Holt's replacement is announced, and Pierce Brosnan considers the idea of reprising his Bond role. Really? How does he get to reprise it? I thought they didn't do the older people. I mean, I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying. A newfound romantic sparks in the House of Sussex. We'll talk about all that stuff. So we got some people waiting for us at Feature Story News that would like to give you a feature or a story or some news, one or the other, is just kind of the way that it goes. So we will start our news-a-thon with some of that. What do you think? I think it's a good go, because it is Freeform Friday. Oh, yeah, we'll do some of that today. So if Freeform Friday, it doesn't get more freeform than this. Believe me, I will tell you that. So with that being said, let's get into the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Ukrainian officials will hold peace talks in Saudi Arabia next week with the US. The Ukrainian leader is traveling to Saudi Arabia, but Volodymyr Zelensky won't attend the discussions himself. He says he hopes the negotiations will be meaningful. This week, Donald Trump suspended both intelligence and military aid to Kyiv, but the US president says he's confident peace talks can move forward.
I think what's going to happen is Ukraine wants to make a deal because I don't think they have a choice. I also think that Russia wants to make a deal because in a certain different way, a different way that only I know, they have no choice either.
China's foreign minister is vowing Beijing will firmly counter U.S. pressure after Donald Trump imposed fresh tariffs on Chinese goods. Washington doubled tariffs on Chinese imports to 20% this week over the continued flow of the deadly opioid fentanyl into the country. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The press conference by China's top diplomat Wang Yi is a rare chance for the foreign press to ask China's top leadership questions. Wang Yi warned the law of the jungle could take hold in the world if nations were to pursue their own interests. This was an apparent dig at U.S. President Donald Trump's America First agenda. Wang Yi said China would counter any pressure from America, but said there was room for cooperation as he sought to present China as a stable global power. Wang Yi was also bullish on U.S.-China tech competition, saying where there is a blockade, there is a breakthrough. China's homegrown artificial intelligence chatbot DeepSeek sent shockwaves through Silicon Valley and Wall Street earlier this year, setting up a race in this key sector.
India is increasing its oil purchasing from Africa and Latin American nations as U.S. sanctions hit Russia's oil supply. Delhi's emerged as one of the biggest buyers of the Russian supplies in the past few years, but reports say imports from Moscow fell to a two-year low in February. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Brazil, Nigeria, Venezuela and Mexico are some of the countries now supplying more oil to India. Though Moscow remains the biggest source of crude oil for New Delhi, supplying nearly 30% of India's imports in February, the number is down from the average 38% last year. In the final days of President Joe Biden's term, the U.S. had imposed vast sanctions on Russian oil supply, affecting a large part of Moscow's so-called shadow fleet of containers. The sanctions made it difficult for New Delhi to transport Russian oil, which is why the country is now pivoting to smaller oil exporters.
Dozens of people have been killed in clashes between Syria's security forces and fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. A curfew's been imposed in Latakia and Tartus after the worst violence since rebels toppled the Assad government in December. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the conundrum that is convulsing Europe at the end of another dizzying week in international relations. Should European leaders now consider the United States an ally or an adversary? The question is receiving fresh attention after President Trump again called into question NATO's future. On Thursday, he questioned whether European member states would really come to America's aid if the United States were ever to come under attack. But more broadly, the warming of relations between Washington and Moscow is fueling the notion in Europe that time may soon be called on the transatlantic relationship. Gabriel Gatehouse is the former international editor of the BBC's Newsnight programme.
You can't square this circle. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said a few days ago, Washington's geopolitical priorities are now aligned with ours. Now, if that's not pure trolling, which I don't think it is, then you can't square this circle, right? You can't then also have Keir Starmer saying, well, our priorities are aligned with Washington's, because then our priorities would be aligned with Putin's.
For the moment, European leaders still appear to be hoping they can breathe new life into the transatlantic relationship, but they're also preparing rapidly to rearm in case America's promised protection disappears. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Ukrainian officials will hold peace talks in Saudi Arabia next week with the US. China's foreign minister says Beijing will firmly counter US pressure after Donald Trump imposed fresh tariffs on Chinese goods. India is increasing its oil purchases from Africa and Latin American nations as US sanctions hit Russia's oil supply. And dozens of people have been killed in clashes between Syria's security forces and fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching
a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use
the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, Rated R Safety Show. That's what we got going on right now as we are 15 minutes past the top of the hour. Hanging out on this lovely freeform Friday, that is for sure, as we do our thing. So let's get into it. Let's talk real quick about some of the stuff that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. You know, that's just full of love, as a latent love. That's it. Anyway, Sam Bankman-Fried media tour continues giving an interview to Tucker Carlson. And the nearly 45-minute discussion SBF dishes on life behind the bars and continues to assert his prosecution and conviction was politically motivated, hatchet job by the Biden era and the Department of Justice. Some highlights of the info that was given was prepackaged saran wrapped muffins are currently of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. You know, that's good stuff there. SBF has to hoard them but doesn't eat the muffins. Instead, he opts for beans and rice and ramen noodles. SBF neighbor in the same block as Sean Combs, who he calls kind. He passes the time by playing chess and with other inmates who excel at the strategy game and even without a formal education. On the darker note, SBF, and he'll be in his late 40s once he gets out of prison under the best case scenario, but isn't sure if he'll make it that long. He also says studies show that inmates age three times more quickly when behind bars. So there you go. I mean, how quickly do people age if money's taken from them when they think that they're doing full-blown investing? I'm just asking the question.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, as the Twin Voyagers probes continue their journey into deep space and transmit data, they continue its efforts to maintain their operability. Last week, the Jet Propulsion Lab deactivated Voyager 1 system to detect cosmic rays. In a few weeks, they'll shut down the instrument that detects low-energy particles on Voyager 2. Both launched back in 1977 and since become the two farthest human-built objects from Earth. These proactive measures will conserve an ever-dwindling energy supply. Reps for NASA say that they either could stop functioning, communicating at any moment. This is according to space.com. Space.com. So there you go. A lot of information as we are talking. So let's do this real quick because I feel like this is going to be part of the need here. How much do we care about this Blake Lively, Justin Baldini story? Because I feel like this is going to be an ongoing thing, especially if they're not doing their court case until March of 2026. So let's talk about this because I just think I'm going to have a plethora of information. And it's not like I was doing a lot of research now on Blake Lively, so let's just make sure that we talk about this. So here you go. Thursday's virtual hearing about Blake Lively's request for a stronger protective order saw the attorneys ask that private texts with celebrity pals and medical records be protected amid the ongoing legal battle with the Ends With Us director Justin Baldini. There are about 100 million reasons that these parties to leak information because PR value is greater than complying with the court orders. Lively's defense team argued. indefensible. Donnie's lawyer said that they ordered unjustly treat celebrity people. Yeah. Unjustly treat celebrity people and people who are powerful in the industry differently from the other people, while also noting that releasing medical records was never on the table. A ruling was not made on the matter, but during the hearing. Meanwhile, the full case goes to trial in March of 2026. I don't think I can do it. This is too much, and I'm not even involved in the case, but I feel like we're talking about this almost daily. You know, Hollywood reporting is just that. Hollywood reporting. So there you go. Okay, follow-up. It turns out that Justin Bieber's assistant was fired years ago and didn't quit this week. The revelation comes amid reports that Mateo Caldas recently exited his job working under Bieber due to concerns about his recent erratic behavior. Insiders said that Caldas was actually given the boot about 5 years ago and wasn't even technically his assistant, but just oversaw Bieber's L.A. estate. This is according to TMZ. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you're trying to be nosy about celebs. So there you go. I mean, seriously. So you got the boot 5 years ago, and now you're kind of playing coy in regards of what was going on? I'm just saying. Just saying. It's a lot of stuff to think about there. So let's talk about this. We talked earlier in the week about Lester Holt leaving in the summer. NBC News. So Thomas Lamas will take over for NBC Nightly News, seat left vacant by Lester Holt. The 45-year-old, who has been with NBC since 2021, confirmed the news by reposting the article from the network while calling the gig profound honor. Holt honored the news program for a decade, and he continued his announced his departure starting next month. So Holt was there for 10 years. Meanwhile, at MSNBC, News Vice President for News Gathering, Scott Matthews, is building a news team in apparent anticipation of the network being sold entirely. According to Variety, Matthews is hiring news assignment desk plus new producers and reporters. The staff up follows the recent reshuffling of the primetime lineup and the production teams behind the cameras, is according to Variety as well. It's a lot of stuff going on in NBC. Now, I have heard that Rachel Maddow, if you watch MSNBC, decided that she was going to be there for the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. And then she's going to go back to doing one day a week. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Because remember, she's kind of one of their main focuses on that network, or has been for a while. So we'll see what happens there. With all the shakeups, because that's going to be another thing. Okay, the newest edition of the iconic board game Monopoly is ditching paper notes and the roles of the banker. Instead, players must each have a phone with a supplemental app that will facilitate the money transfer. Also gone is Boardwalk and Park Breaks, replaced by Rocket Launch Pad and the Moon, along with the refresh of the most properties, but the four train stations remain. The game will hit the shelves in August. This is according to The Verge. So I guess if you have one of the 10 million versions of Monopoly, you should be okay.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, still remember Freeform Friday, so we're just covering everything that we got because that's what we need to do around here. So a recent study of from the university in Poland sheds a new light that the title Girl Dad, according to research published in the American Journal of Human Biology, a father's lifespan increases on the average of 74 weeks per daughter born. Sons had no significant effect on potential longevity. In a comparison, the number of daughters and sons reduced maternal longevity by the average of 95 weeks per son or daughter. The reason why girl dads live longer, the research is unclear. One theory raised by the girl dads tend to make healthier lifestyle choices to fulfill their roles as a protector. This is according to Fox 5 Atlanta. So hold on. We got a new study out of Poland that was covered by a station in Atlanta to find out that women die 95, or hold on, Yeah, the women die 95 weeks quicker, so almost 2 years of life, and guys get extended by 74 weeks. Okay. Sounds like a lot of stuff going on right there. Okay, so let's jump into the swamp because, hey, it is that one time a day that we get to hang out with Shrek is what it sounds like. So let's get into it. A few years ago, it was a cokey talk about Hunter Biden's laptop and all the incriminating evidence against Biden family crime syndicate stored on it. Yeah, I think that might be a little bit too much. Since then, it's been proven that such a laptop exists, that Hunter left it at a computer repair shop, and its contents are absolutely legitimate. They never stopped Hunter from suing people who said all along that the laptop was real, and it was, and that it was his. Back then, he was still grifting off of his family's name. But now he's dropping at least one of those suits because he can't afford it. In a recent court filing, Hunter says that he was able to sell $1.5 million worth of his art while his father was in office. But in the last year, he has failed former president mental state influence and waned. Hunter could only sell one such art piece for $36,000. No one is buying his books either, he says. Imagine that. So meanwhile, in a brilliant move, Attorney General of Missouri Andrew Bailey has written a letter to the Department of Justice demanding the investigation into former president Joe Biden's mental illness while in office. Bailey argues that Biden's cognitive decline allowed an unelected staff to push through radical policies without knowing what he was approving. These executive orders pardon all of the actions of the unconstitutional and legal void. Worth noting, while there's virtually impossible this sort of case will go anywhere, it does create a very interesting opening to get to the bottom of it, of who knew what and when about Biden's issues or health problems. There you go. Some interesting stuff. It's going to be things are going to get interesting. Let's just not lie about this, because that is how these things happen. It just is. So, a lot of stuff to talk about here. I don't know. We have to get into the swamp, because we have to talk about it. It's real time, what's going on, and all that kind of fun stuff. And I know that I don't care if it's a Republican in office. I don't care if it's a Democrat in office. I don't care who it is in office. It's politics. It's politics. And it's a cluster to some and a cluster to others, depending on which side of the board you're hanging out on. Seriously, I just look at it from the strange point of somebody's not happy if Republicans are in office. Someone's not happy if Democrats are in office. I just think that people need to realize, that you're kind of the suit behind the whole thing in regards to what's happening. We kind of elect the people that go into those offices. Just remember that. It's the power of the people, right? Isn't that what it said, or something along those lines, I believe? So seriously, just give it some thought. Okay, so let's talk about the numbers, because, we have to do that. The Dow lost about 427 points to close at 42,579 on Thursday. The S&P lost about 104 points to close at 5,738. And the NASDAQ lost 483 points to close at 18,069. West Texas Intermediate closed at $66 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $69 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.10 on Thursday. And Bitcoin was flat, but climbed back up just past 90,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $233 million jackpot or $110 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $320 million jackpot or $150.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Okay, so take a listen to this. Did you know that actress Millie Bobby Brown's actual middle name is Bonnie? Yeah, she shared the secret on Chris Pratt during BuzzFeed interview. Pratt questioned whether her full name was actually Millie Bobby Bonnie Brown. When asked why she changed Bonnie to Bobby, Brown simply said, for shits and giggles. Worth noting, her name technically is Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. after marrying Jake Bon Jovi. Just saying. So some stuff to follow up on right there. Okay, so take a listen to this. Sources say the rumors about Ben Affleck wanting to rekindle his relationship with his ex-wife Jennifer Garner are not true. Speaking to TMZ, insiders called the reports ridiculous gossip and that the exes are simply good friends and in great co-parenting situation. Meanwhile, Affleck is reportedly in the middle of directing a new movie and spending much as time as he can with his kids, whom he shares with Garner. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Yeah, Freeform Friday still. We're just kind of going everywhere with some of the stuff that I have buried in the pile is what it goes with. So take a listen to this. Jane Fonda once saved her then infant grandson from a bear that broke into their home in New Mexico in the middle of the night. Detailing the ordeal on Netflix Skip Intro podcast, a Fonda's son, actor Troy O'Donovan Garrity, said that his mom woke up with a noise when she went to investigate, saw a bear sniffing around the infant crib. When asked how to react, Fonda said that she made herself appear larger by raising her arms and opening her bathrobe. The move worked, and the bear left the room, but not before peeing on Fonda's rug. That seems pretty interesting. So there you go. Let's do one more real quick. Sports analyst Stephen A. Smith thinks that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will tie the knot this year. He shared his prediction during an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Smith joked that Swift is a three-headed monster and that's hard to turn down, referring to her looks, talent, and net worth. This is according to People. So there you go. There you go. So what do you think? Should we do the Pierce Bronson one? Let's do the Pierce Bronson one real quick. Pierce Bronson was asked in a recent interview if he would ever reprise his role as James Bond. How could I not be interested? He said it to the idea before adding that he's flattered as he is. It's the best left to another man. Really fresh blood. Bronson led four 007 films between 1995 and 2002, leaving the iconic role to last Bond Daniel Craig, who left in 2021, No Time to Die. So far, there is no timetable on a new future Bond film. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, let's do this. Let's get you back into the news because it seems like we need to do that for sure.
Here is the news on the Reuters Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Ukrainian officials will hold peace talks in Saudi Arabia next week with the US. The Ukrainian leader is traveling to Saudi Arabia, but Volodymyr Zelensky won't attend the discussions himself. He says he hopes the negotiations will be meaningful. This week, Donald Trump suspended both intelligence and military aid to Kyiv, but the US president says he's confident peace talks can move forward.
I think what's going to happen is Ukraine wants to make a deal because I don't think they have a choice. I also think that Russia wants to make a deal because in a certain different way, a different way that only I know, they have no choice either.
China's foreign minister is vowing Beijing will firmly counter U.S. pressure after Donald Trump imposed fresh tariffs on Chinese goods. Washington doubled tariffs on Chinese imports to 20% this week over the continued flow of the deadly opioid fentanyl into the country. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The press conference by China's top diplomat Wang Yi is a rare chance for the foreign press to ask China's top leadership questions. Wang Yi warned the law of the jungle could take hold in the world if nations were to pursue their own interests. This was an apparent dig at U.S. President Donald Trump's America First agenda. Wang Yi said China would counter any pressure from America, but said there was room for cooperation as he sought to present China as a stable global power. Wang Yi was also bullish on U.S.-China tech competition, saying where there is a blockade, there is a breakthrough. China's homegrown artificial intelligence chatbot DeepSeek sent shockwaves through Silicon Valley and Wall Street earlier this year, setting up a race in this key sector.
India is increasing its oil purchasing from Africa and Latin American nations as US sanctions hit Russia's oil supply. Delhi's emerged as one of the biggest buyers of the Russian supplies in the past few years, but reports say imports from Moscow fell to a two-year low in February. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Brazil, Nigeria, Venezuela and Mexico are some of the countries now supplying more oil to India. Though Moscow remains the biggest source of crude oil for New Delhi, supplying nearly 30% of India's imports in February, the number is down from the average 38% last year. In the final days of President Joe Biden's term, the US had imposed vast sanctions on Russian oil supply, affecting a large part of Moscow's so-called shadow fleet of containers. The sanctions made it difficult for New Delhi to transport Russian oil, which is why the country is now pivoting to smaller oil exporters.
Dozens of people have been killed in clashes between Syria's security forces and fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. A curfew's been imposed in Latakia and Tartus after the worst violence since rebels toppled the Assad government in December. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the conundrum that is convulsing Europe at the end of another dizzying week in international relations. Should European leaders now consider the United States an ally or an adversary? The question is receiving fresh attention after President Trump again called into question NATO's future. On Thursday, he questioned whether European member states would really come to America's aid if the United States were ever to come under attack. But more broadly, the warming of relations between Washington and Moscow is fueling the notion in Europe that time may soon be called on the transatlantic relationship. Gabriel Gatehouse is the former international editor of the BBC's Newsnight programme.
You can't square this circle. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said a few days ago, Washington's geopolitical priorities are now aligned with ours. Now, if that's not pure trolling, which I don't think it is, then you can't square this circle, right? You can't then also have Keir Starmer saying, well, our priorities are aligned with Washington's, because then our priorities would be aligned with Putin's.
For the moment, European leaders still appear to be hoping they can breathe new life into the transatlantic relationship, but they're also preparing rapidly to rearm in case America's promised protection disappears. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Ukrainian officials will hold peace talks in Saudi Arabia next week with the US. China's foreign minister says Beijing will firmly counter US pressure after Donald Trump imposed fresh tariffs on Chinese goods. India is increasing its oil purchases from Africa and Latin American nations as US sanctions hit Russia's oil supply. And dozens of people have been killed in clashes between Syria's security forces and fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show on this lovely Freeform Friday. So let's go ahead and talk real quick. Let's hang out. Let's talk about everything. that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. This right here is Life is Beautiful by Harbros. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. So there you go. Let's go down the path of talking about all this stuff. No doubty outy there. Yep, some good times. Okay, so yeah, we would definitely like to thank our friend Harbros for allowing us to play this here. Yep, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are doing our thing on this lovely Freeform Friday. Yep. So let's talk real quick about some other stuff. If anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And my friends at True Right Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you do that, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of information right there that you can go to. Once you get there, it can change everything for you. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some movies that are coming out today, because it is Friday. Mickey 17, known as an expendable, goes on to a dangerous journey to colonize the ice planet. Robert Pattinson is in the movie. Let's see. It is rated R. It is a sci-fi adventure. So there you go. Also, In the Lost Islands, rated R, action fantasy, a desperate queen sends sorcerer's gray allies into the ghostly lost lands in search of a magical power. Their sorcerers and guide must outwit and outfive men and demon. So there you go. That comes out today. Also, Night of the Zookopolis, it's animation comedy. When a mentor unleashes a virus turning zoo animals into zombies, a wolf and a mountain lion team up with other survivors to save the zoo and stop the mutant leader. Yeah, what else? Queen of the Ring, PG-13 biography sport, a true life tale that follows Mildred Burke, the legendary professional wrestler and single mom who defied incredible odds to become the first million-dollar female athlete at the time when the sports was banned. So that comes out today as well. So some movie stuff if you're definitely interested in doing that. So there you go. There you go. What else do we got? We got anything else there? Okay, so let's talk about some of this. Do we want to talk about weekend plans? Is that what we want to do? Okay, let's do weekend plans. Kraft Heinz, a famous ketchup and bologna maker, is dipping its toe into booze. The packaged food giant is rolling out its first alcohol product for grocery stores. A new hard seltzer infused with Crystal Light is powered with a mix with the usual added to water, and the vodka refreshers available in lemonade and wild strawberry flavors. It will make its debut this month. The new products are part in effort to modernize the 40-year-old Crystal Light brand and reach younger consumers. The company exec said that amidst the golden opportunity to name the new drinks, Crystal Light Headed. Yeah, Crystal Light Headed. I mean, I guess that would be a good way to put it. Also, a UK woman recently celebrated her 106th birthday, says that the secret of being or having a long life is chocolate. Yeah, chocolate. There you go. Edith Hill only moved to care home 6 years ago after turning 100, and she said that her daily dose of chocolate keeps her feeling young and healthy. Her favorite chocolate is, let's see, Cadbury Dairy Milk, but she's good with giving any sweet a try. The retired secretary was born on March 3rd of 1919, and she has survived two world wars and seen five monarchs, 23 prime ministers in her lifetime. When asked the secret of her longevity, she replied, "It's being independent, eating lots of chocolate, and partying. If I live that long, I hope I'm as sweet as Edith, or at least full of chocolate. I mean, I guess one or the other will have to do. That's the way that it sounds for me." So there you go. I think we should do this. Why don't we bring some John Smalls in? Let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute stuff. Because why would we not do that? It is John Smalls, you know. It's a good time. So let's do that right now. Have him come out with the motivation. Yeah, the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Matt. Simon Sinek said, "When we focus on the competition, we become reactive. When we focus on improving ourselves, we become innovative." I absolutely love that. So many times I see people watching their competitor more than themselves, and then they wonder why they get off track. Focus on you and what you can be better at. Here's another quote from Simon Sinek. "Vision is the ability to talk about the future with such clarity, it is as if we're talking about the past. This is something I absolutely enjoy, hearing your vision for a better future for your company or for your community. I love it when people paint beautiful pictures with words."
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of the four blind men who were asked to describe an elephant. The first blind man wrapped his arms around the elephant's huge leg and concluded he was like a tree. The second blind man grabbed a hold of the elephant's tail and decided he was like a rope. The third blind man bumped into the elephant broadside and decided he was like a wall. The fourth blind man took hold of the elephant's tusk and concluded he was like a spear. Who was right? All four men were partially right, but none of them was completely right. So it is with any single passage of Scripture revealing God. It is accurate, but incomplete. Lord, help us to utilize the Holy Scriptures to see you as you are. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
Arab leaders convened in Cairo to endorse a counterproposal to President Trump's plan for Gaza. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
The Egyptian initiative aims to maintain Gaza's population and includes a $53 billion reconstruction effort. This plan opposes Trump's vision of depopulating Gaza for redevelopment. Regional powers like Saudi Arabia and the UAE support Egypt's proposal, which focuses on rebuilding Gaza over the next decade.
Lebanese President Joseph Aoun concluded a visit to Saudi Arabia, marking the first such trip in 8 years. Benjamin Wright reports.
He met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh to discuss bilateral relations and regional issues. Both leaders agreed on the necessity of Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon and affirmed that only the Lebanese state should possess weapons. They also explored reviving military support and lifting bans on Lebanese imports.
In the United States, the Senate confirmed Linda McMahon as the Secretary of Education.
The confirmation reflects the administration's commitment to reshaping educational policies. McMahon's appointment has been met with both support and criticism from various educational stakeholders. She is expected to implement significant changes in the Department of Education. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
President Trump announced a substantial investment by a Taiwanese semiconductor company in the United States. The Trump administration has also revised directives to federal agencies regarding mass firings. Lawrence Keller reports.
The $100 billion investment aims to bolster the U.S. semiconductor industry. This move is anticipated to create numerous jobs and strengthen technological infrastructure. It underscores efforts to enhance domestic production of critical technologies. In another move, new guidelines for mass firings aim to streamline the process for for removing federal employees. This move has sparked debate over workers' rights and government efficiency.
Vaccine critic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has publicly endorsed the measles vaccine amid a deadly outbreak in Texas.
This endorsement marks a significant shift in his stance on vaccinations. The outbreak has raised public health concerns, prompting calls for increased immunization efforts. Kennedy's support may influence public perception and vaccination rates, Kyle Norris reporting.
Netflix has announced plans to raise its subscription prices, Jim Kender reports.
The increase comes as the company invests heavily in original content. Subscribers can expect the new pricing to take effect in the coming months. The decision has elicited mixed reactions from consumers and industry analysts.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
My station is so big that you don't have to do much to make it work for you. Radio Big.
Okay, 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing all of the cool stuff that we get to do. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. In 2021, Oprah Winfrey sits down for an interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The royal couple dropped multiple bombshells during the chat, including Meghan's feeling suicidal after being subject of allegedly racist treatment by the royal family. Viewers were torn over whether to sympathize with the couple or the royal family. That happened back on this date in 2021. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Amanda Gorman turns 27. Haley Richardson turns 30. Mary Earps turns 32. Brandon T. Jackson turns 41. Laura Prepon turns 45. Jolie Jenkins and Jenna Fisher both turn 51. Peter Sagard turns 54. Rachel Wentz turns 55. Wanda Sykes turns 61. Joe Carter, 65. And Bryan Cranston turns 69 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It is National Cereal Day, Employee Appreciation Day, National Day of Unplugging, National Be Heard Day, World Plant Power Day, and National Dress in Blue Day. Bluey ooey is what it sounds like to me. So there you go. A lot of stuff. Little time. That's what we talk about for sure. So that's it. That is it. That is close to us getting to the end here, but let me give you a few more things. If you need a random joke, let's try this. You're not a Baron until you secretly wish your child's sports team does bad in a tournament so that you can just go home. Hey now. Okay. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Delete one vegetable. Go. And if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 45% of people admit they have done this kind of gross thing at least once in the past year. What is it? Pee in the shower. Like, hold on. There's a lot of questions that I have there. It's like pee on the shower or pee in the shower, not pee on someone in the shower. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of weird things that just came into my mind when it came to that whole thing. Okay, so that's going to be it. That's going to sum up our time. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday, Freeform Friday, as you know. Anyways, I'm just going to reference this real quick. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to hang out with me, come over there. We'll talk about the world of music and entertainment and all that kind of fun stuff, because that's what we do, and we'll play some music. If you don't want to go over there and you want to hang out still on Safety FM, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's what he does. He'll talk about that world and do the things there for sure. So, that's it. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I'd love to leave you with this. Happiness is a gift, and the trick is not to expect, but to delight when it comes. There you go. That's some stuff to think about. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Seriously. I know who you are. Ugh. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
To rest and feel alive again. To rest and feel alive. Forget all the noise. We can just let it fade away. We can just let it fade away. We can just let it fade away.